The substitute wife, my poor husband is a billionaire. Chapter 1382. Suzanne was cornered. Within the Larson family's residence, post-meal, Brandon cradled Janet on the couch. In the cozy amber light, they found comfort in each other's presence, sharing and dissecting their day's experiences in hushed voices. From time to time, Janet would raise her eyes to meet Brandon's profound gaze, a shared smile passing between them. A tender kiss, and he drew her even closer into his embrace. Abruptly, the serenity was disturbed by the chirping of an incoming text. Janet glanced at her phone, noticing it was a message from Suzanne. With a frown and a scoff, she remarked, "She's a real nuisance." "What's up?" queried Brandon, taking the device to read the incoming text. The message from Suzanne read, "Miss White, are the maternity clothes I asked for ready yet? I don't want to find myself pregnant without the right attire." Recognizing the sender and her note, Brandon's face took on a stormy expression. Suzanne was utterly presumptuous and without tact, using her pregnancy to constantly taunt Janet. Brandon decided it was high time she was taught a lesson in decorum. Janet bit her lip, a feeling of exasperation washing over her. "She's been incessantly inquiring about her clothes lately, citing her pregnancy as the reason. I'm grateful my work is efficient and keeps up with her unreasonable demands. That's kept her from causing any real trouble." Brandon's hand tensed around the phone, his eyes aflame with fury, and a plan seemed to be forming. "Leave it to me, I'll sort this out. I'll ensure she doesn't harass you anymore," he promised Janet resolutely. "I can manage on my own," retorted Janet. She lightly squeezed Brandon's hand, her voice soothing. "Suzanne's antics haven't upset me one bit. In fact, it seems like she's the one feeling the pressure. She might be planning a new scheme." As Janet's calming words washed over him, Brandon's rage began to subside. He held the tender woman in his arms a little tighter, whispering, "I'll put every possible measure in place to ensure your safety. You won't be harmed again." "I believe in you," Janet said, her lips brushing against his throat as she smiled. "Just remember to take care of yourself as well. Don't let Suzanne or her allies take you by surprise." Noting Janet's equanimity and cheerfulness, Brandon exhaled a sigh of relief. He smiled faintly, assuring her, "I didn't mean to stir any worry. I'll make sure our security is top-notch. They won't get a chance." From the moment Janet shared her health examination results, Brandon had been on edge, fearful of any unforeseen events that could distress her. But seeing her well now brought him immense relief. Janet understood Brandon's concerns. Leaning into his strong torso, she gently toyed with his fingers, her voice steady. "I won't let someone else's words get to me. Their actions or words won't change anything." Saying this, she shifted to straddle him, her arms encircling his neck. Gazing at him with conviction and warmth, she said, "Your presence gives me complete security." Her eyes, filled with trust, sent his heart fluttering, eliciting strong emotions. "Janet." He regarded her with a husky, loving whisper. "I love you." Gently stroking his chiseled face, Janet smiled, returning the sentiment. "I love you too. I know it's just us in this. So even if we encounter hurdles in having a child, it'll never warrant any third-party interference. A feeling of unwavering trust ignited in Brandon's heart. Clasping Janet's petite waist, he pulled her into a fervent kiss. Their night was drenched in sweetness. Chapter 1383. Treatment began. Sean handled tasks with admirable proficiency. He promptly conducted a thorough review of the physician and the private hospital Johanna suggested. Once he established the integrity of the doctor and the hospital, and assured the customized medicine safety, Sean relayed his findings to Brandon without delay. "Are you certain?" Brandon, nursing his anxiety, queried further. "This concerns Janet's well-being. We can't afford any missteps." Sean, in response, nodded reassuringly. "Rest easy, boss. The hospital has a solid reputation, the doctor is unblemished, and his associates are reliable. As for the customized medication, it's been successfully used overseas for treating infertility." Despite Sean's assurances, Brandon felt the need to double-check. After corroborating Sean's findings, he accompanied Janet to her medical appointment the following day. In the hospital, the doctor detailed Janet's health status and gave advice on improving her well-being before devising an initial treatment plan. "Mrs. Larson, the first step involves medication. Your body needs replenishment before we can advance to the next stage," the doctor stated. Janet gave a nod of understanding, but Brandon was restless. "Will this cause my wife any discomfort during the treatment?" he asked. The doctor responded with a comforting smile, "Mr. Larson, fear not. The first step only involves medication. There are no serious side effects, so Mrs. Larson won't be in discomfort." Janet, amused by Brandon's anxiety, patted his hand gently. "I'm the one taking the medication, not you. Why are you so tense?" Brandon, his striking features shadowed with concern, replied, "I don't want you to endure any pain. We don't need to have a child if the treatment is distressing. Having you is enough for me." The doctor, witnessing their warm exchange, couldn't help but shake his head in a fond smile. "Indeed, as the saying goes, your love for each other is evident." Brandon stayed silent, his lips set in a tight line. Meanwhile, a blush colored Janet's cheeks as she smiled coyly. When prescribing the medicine, the doctor instructed Janet about various precautions: try to maintain a balanced lifestyle, rise early, exercise regularly, and avoid spicy and oily food. Importantly, remember to use contraceptives during intercourse. Janet was momentarily taken aback, then became self-conscious and looked down. Maintaining his composure, Brandon asked, "Is there a specific reason for that?" The doctor elucidated, "While the medication has minor effects on the person consuming it, if she unexpectedly becomes pregnant, it could jeopardize fetal development. Terminating such a pregnancy could be significantly harmful to Mrs. Larson's health." Both exchanged a sober look and nodded in understanding. They had previously been attempting to conceive and hadn't used contraceptives, so they were lacking those supplies at home. Upon departing the hospital, Brandon made a beeline for the nearest pharmacy. Janet, flustered, stopped him. "You're buying them now?" she asked, her face turning a shade of pink. With a playful grin, Brandon replied, exactly. What else are we supposed to do without them tonight? Feeling embarrassed, Janet held Brandon back from entering the pharmacy, protesting, "You're moving too quickly." Brandon chuckled, playfully pinching Janet's rosy cheek. "Isn't it normal for couples to purchase everyday items? Or would you prefer to buy them yourself?" Janet released Brandon's hand, blushing under his teasing gaze. After acquiring the necessities, Brandon drove Janet to her studio. As they alighted from the car, a man handed them some leaflets advertising a newly launched hotel. Janet picked up one of the leaflets, exclaiming, "This is that popular, trending hotel everyone has been raving about. Such a romantic ambience. They're offering a special promotion. The first 3 days of opening include a complimentary bouquet of 100 roses." Chapter 1384. A Suspicious Hotel. Gazing at the images of rooms decorated with roses on the leaflet, Janet subconsciously drifted back to her wedding night with Brandon. Their wedding night had happened in a room decorated with beautiful roses, romantic and sensual, just like the one in the leaflet. She was lost in thought, her mind wandering farther and farther away until she found herself blushing. When she looked up, she was met with Brandon's playful smile and amused gaze. "What are you thinking about?" Brandon asked teasingly, flicking her forehead. Janet felt the spot where he flicked her was on fire, and the heat spread throughout her body. Feeling embarrassed and annoyed, she glared at him before lowering her head and walking into the studio. Brandon chuckled joyfully behind her. Hearing that, her cheeks turned even redder. Not knowing how to react, she tried to climb the stairs faster and ended up stumbling. However, before she fell, a pair of large warm hands quickly caught her. Brandon's light teasing laugh came from above her head. "Why are you so clumsy? Are you still thinking of our wedding night?" he joked. "Brandon." Janet pushed him away shyly. To her surprise, he did not even move an inch. Instead, she stumbled and fell into his warm embrace. Wrapping his arms around her waist, Brandon lowered his head and stared deep into her eyes, noticing how red her face was from embarrassment and anger. He grinned and teased, "Why are you so eager to throw yourself at me? Looks like you really miss the pleasures you experienced on our wedding night. Don't talk nonsense." Unable to break free, Janet pummeled at his chest, exasperated. However, to Brandon, it felt like a tickle and put him in a joyful mood, making him laugh until his chest vibrated. Janet tried to push him away a few more times but failed, and she was held more tightly. "You jerk. Stop laughing at me." Janet was irritated with him now. At last, Brandon reluctantly let go of her. After giving him a fierce glare, Janet fled into the studio as fast as she could and closed the door shut behind her to prevent her annoying husband from walking in. Looking at him through the glass door, she stuck her tongue at him. Standing outside, Brandon watched her playful movements dotingly, chuckling to himself. He didn't leave until he saw her turn around and walk into her office. As soon as he got in his car, the playful smile was instantly replaced by his usual coldness. There was a strange, doubtful look as he glanced at the promotional photos on the leaflet. Was it coincidental or intentional? Was it typical for hotels to decorate their rooms with so many roses on their opening days? Weren't such lavish rooms reserved for special occasions like proposals or wedding nights? But failed, and she was held more tightly. You jerk. Stop laughing at me. Janet was irritated with him now. At last, Brandon reluctantly let go of her. After giving him a fierce glare, Janet fled into the studio as fast as she could and closed the door shut behind her to prevent her annoying husband from walking in. Looking at him through the glass door, she stuck her tongue at him. Standing outside, Brandon watched her playful movements dotingly, chuckling to himself. He didn't leave until he saw her turn around and walk into her office. As soon as he got in his car, the playful smile was instantly replaced by his usual coldness. There was a strange doubtful look as he glanced at the promotional photos on the leaflet. Was it coincidental or intentional? Was it typical for hotels to decorate their rooms with so many roses on their opening days? Weren't such lavish rooms reserved for special occasions like proposals or wedding nights? Brandon swiftly calculated the cost of decorating a room with so many fresh roses before looking at the prices on the hotel's leaflet. If all the hotel rooms were fully booked in the first 3 days of the opening, then the cost of the free roses would exceed an entire month's profit. No rational businessman would resort to such a promotional tactic. Thinking of the enigmatic pharmacist, who still hadn't shown up yet, Brandon felt a little uneasy. After pondering for a moment, he called Frank and asked him to meet him at the hotel on the opening day. On the afternoon of the opening day, Brandon booked the top floor suite of the hotel and had Frank check every nook and cranny. Come and take a look at this flower. Is there any problem with it? Is this scented candle okay? Is the bed all right? Frank followed Brandon's words and ran around the hotel suite, carefully checking every corner. In the end, he was so exhausted that he collapsed on the sofa, looking messy and unable to get up. Apart from a slight and negligible effect of the scented candle, there is nothing special about the room. You can rest assured. Are you 100% sure there's no problem? Brandon was still suspicious about the room and kept looking around. Frank sighed and complained, "Don't you trust my medical skills? Geez, you're just too paranoid. How could the pharmacist have known that you'd come to this hotel? And even if he did, he wouldn't necessarily mess with the room or plant something here now, would he?" Brandon glanced at him coldly and said, "It is because of your trusting nature that you were betrayed by someone close to you." Brandon was referring to the incident where Frank's assistant had leaked sensitive information. A trace of embarrassment flashed in Frank's eyes. "Well." Brandon didn't bother with him and just asked his people to put everything back in place before he walked out of the room.